saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
.806 on a Thursday. Melinda Mayo still coming up. We got Factor Crap to play. We still have $100 to give away sometime. We don't have to give away today. We have to give away tomorrow. No,
I can't hear anything.
What's going on?
You can't hear anything.
No, what's going on here?
You unplugged?
Too much to turn these things down.
The headphone. No, Factor Crap. It can't just be. That's a big ticket item. That's a big ticket item. So that's a compliment.
We need to get on it.
We're going to get on it. But we've got. Let's see. You've got $100. I'm talking about $100 now. It's just me talking. You've got to jump two hurdles for $100. Okay. I mean, we've given away 50. You know, by playing Feud or something like that. And we've given all those away. We still have a $100 gift card from Family Markets to give away, and we'll give it away. I mean, I have it for that reason, but it's not just going to be one, you know. You got to win two games.
Coming up here shortly, Roger, we will we'll talk to Melinda Mayo, but we need to throw out our open for Factor Crap, because I've got some good Factor Craps today.
You got some good Factor Crap, you say? All right, let me find that thing right there. There she goes.
Is it fact or is it crap? You decide. Fact or Crap is brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment, founded by Daniel and Vanessa Ellison over 10 years ago. They specialize in refuse sweeper and recycle equipment. Find out more at ametrucks.com.
All right, Christian, what are we playing for? We got Trav's tickets.
We're not going to play for the... Family Market. Big
can't
ticket.
Do it. No.
Okay. He's being picky.
Listen, it's $100.
I think it's your phone.
Oh, is that my phone?
Let me look at our copy points and see what we got.
Well, again, here's the thing. We just have to hold that person on. They've got to play a couple of factors.
Maybe we just play for pride. How about that?
Play what?
I like pride.
Play the game.
Yeah.
I don't want to commit Steve Qualls to a shirt unless we get the approval from Mr. Lefty.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Yeah, you can either get Trav's tickets or you can play for pride. It's up to you.
661-1037. Show your kids they're in school now, so you can do it for yourself.
I don't know what's going on. There
you go. We got a contestant.
We got mugs. We've got cups. I don't even know. Do we have any? Are those on the website? Do you know?
What's that?
The mugs and the cups?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Oh, the deplorable guy. Look at there.
Oh, wow. I hadn't seen him in a while. All right, let's go to the phones. Hello.
Deplorable guy.
What's up, guys?
What's up, buddy?
How's it going?
Good. Do you want to play today?
Good. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Longer. Let's go, Rog. Here we go. You ready to play?
Yeah.
Let me get my questions. Where is it? Okay. I've got. I'm doing a couple things, Rog.
All right, sir.
I am juggling, trying to do.
I know you're trying to get some stuff going on. That's okay.
You got stuff going on today, Bass?
let's see. That's very, very good. I like that.
Let's see this one.
Today in the Zone, David Basil unveils this season's Little Rock Touchdown Club speakers. And the Zone will be there live, broadcasting from War Memorial Stadium, courtesy of Simmons Bank.
There it is, right there.
Yeah, thanks.
I got to make their background.
I can't get to my darn. I tell you what, my computer, you know, just when you, I spent $200. Oh, there we go.
You lost it.
No.
Yeah, I just deleted one of my deals.
All right.
We're going to expect you to get to it and be done. Ready, deplorable guy? Give us a chance for Roger and Christian to give their opinion. Okay, ready? Fact or crap? Gotcha. 40 is the only number where the letters spelling it out are in alphabetical order. Fact or crap, Roger Scott, go.
I've used this in trivia. Deplorable. It's a fact.
Christian.
Roger convinced me it's a fact.
All right. You going to go with them or are you going to go with your own instinct?
It is a fact.
40 is the only number where the letters spelling it out are in alphabetical order. It is a fact. You are correct, my friend.
How do you spell 40?
F-O-R-T-Y?
Exactly, not F-O-E-D. You are.
How about that? It's the only number. Only number. I would have never thought about that.
No, I know you don't have time to think about that.
It would have never crossed my mind. That's, I know what the other one was. Okay, I remember.
That shit looks good on you, though.
Well, thank you very much. I'm going to see if I can, because it was an animal question.
Give me something with two hoops.
With two hoops?
Roger said we
got to
jump through two hoops.
Well, deplorable. Here's the thing. We I don't know. We've got other games. We'll be at Butcher Shop tomorrow, so we'll have finished the lyric tomorrow. I don't know how many other games that we have to play, but I'm willing. And even if we let you win this and then get you to call back later, I don't know, but I can't just give it. It's $100.
All right.
I got you. Just Christian's really strict on me about calling and winning stuff. So.
Well, and that's only because
I'm held to certain things.
We just want everybody to have the opportunity.
I'm just joking.
I know you are. I lost a friend in here because I asked him to call once a month, and they were calling every day, and that person was a preacher, and he got mad at me, and we've not been friends since.
All right, fact or crap, here we go. Let the guys give us their opinion. Here we go. Zebras injure zookeepers more than any other animal. Fact or crap, Roger Scott?
Well, there's a little caveat in there because you said more than any other animal. You didn't say anything about any mammals that are doing that. But let me tell you something. They are a vicious. They will fight back against the croc when they're crossing the creek. They will injure you. I'm going to say yes because of the animal. It's a guess. But it's an educated guess.
So you're saying,
I'm saying
it is a
they will
fact.
Injure you. Fact.
All right, Christian, what do you say?
I'm unsure, but I'm going to go fact.
All right, this is for the win, deplorable guy. Fact or crap, you're going to go with them or you're going to go with your own answer?
Yeah, just because I know horses will kick you a lot, right. And zebras are pretty aggressive also. I don't know. I'll go with fact. I'll go with everybody.
Very aggressive. Zebras injure zookeepers more than any other animal is a fact. You are a winner. One big reason, they've never been domesticated, and they're just super aggressive.
They bite.
I would have never guessed that.
Oh, yeah.
The number one, zookeepers. Yeah. You would think there's something else. I mean.
I don't know how many zoos have zebras. Is that a common animal at a zoo?
They're very unique. They're very beautiful.
Yeah, well, they are. Are they white stripes with
probably like
black
big
stripes
ones.
Or black and white stripes?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I don't know. And I thought that you could be injured by a giraffe. Sometimes
stomping on you.
Yeah, man.
Deplorable guy. Outstanding work, my friend. Good job.
Thanks, guys. Just put me down for like a half win or something.
Okay, we'll do it. If we, we'll consider that doing that very much, and then we'll put it out there for you to call back. If you listen the entire show, you'll know if we want you to come back to try to go for the $100.
Do want to thank Arkstone Municipal Equipment, Daniel and Vanessa Ellison. Appreciate them. And
thank you.
Of course, obviously, when it comes to recycling or dealing with refuse, they're the
refuse.
Ones. Yes. And the front loaders, automated side loaders, rear loaders, they got it all. You've got that. And you've got Highway 270 Grill, too, which is right next door.
That's good stuff. Hey, you could eat some of that right now, couldn't you?
Yeah. Today, Roger, is also National Filet Mignon Day. And I sometimes get mixed up. What cut is that?
It's a round one.
It's the round one.
Yeah.
Is it the most lean of all?
That's what they say.
Yes.
Now, here's the thing. Tomorrow, we're going to be at the butcher shop for the fundraiser for Youth Home.
Steak and eggs?
Steak and eggs. Or, as Baz was saying, yes to eggs and steak. But he was only trying to make sure he could secure all the other people, which has just got to be on your mind. That's why you're up at 3 o'clock this morning. I want to know if Kevin Case and the gang could go ahead and set me up with a filet mignon. Al would do it back then. Al would give us one of those, as far as when they serve us during our show. So I'd like to go ahead and do that in honor of it being filet mignon day.
661-1037. Hey, the 20 best college towns where life revolves around their universities were ranked. So I'm going to go through this list. I'll just tell you, there's somebody who is a part of our Buzz family.
Okay.
It's going to be very happy about this. You know who it is. All right, I'm going to start with number 20. Do you think Arkansas is on here, first of all?
No.
Top 20, I'd say yeah.
Not the University of Arkansas, no, but an Arkansas school is, yes.
Okay. Number 20. Uh-huh. It's going to start with number 20. Provo, Utah, where we're going to be going to play.
Yeah.
First game. So that's obviously, you know, it's a beautiful. I'm going to show you a picture. Look at that. BYU was off the chart. That mountain behind
us. Utah's a pretty place.
It sure is. So that's number 20. Number 19, Knoxville, Tennessee.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Number 18, College Station, Texas.
I like Texas.
You know, I don't know if a College State. I don't know if College Station is a great town.
There's just something about the air in the state of Texas.
Is College Station a good one? Number 17, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number 16, I don't get this one. East Lansing, Michigan. I don't know much about East Lansing, but in my mind, I was thinking that's not a great town.
I don't think of that as being a great town, but I've never been, so I don't know.
It's beautiful.
Here's one. Is it St. Louis Obispo?
Yeah. St. Louis.
St. Louis?
It's Louis.
Okay. That of course, is for California Polytechnic State University.
Yeah. Cal Poly,
exactly. Yeah. And so that's number 15. 14, Storrs, Connecticut. That's home
UConn.
Of UConn. Yeah. That's exactly right. So probably...
Is that O-R-E-S, Storrs?
S-T-O-R-R-S. One O and two R's.
Okay.
Number 13, and this one makes sense, Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Oh, for sure,
That would be Harvard. Yeah. I've heard that's a great environment.
It's got to be. Yeah, I mean, you think about the leaves changing and all that. This, the original 13.
This is one that I certainly feel that it is. Athens, Georgia.
Oh. Yeah.
Athens is I mean, the Athens is the university right there. So that's a good one.
Georgia for
Christ. Number 11, Pullman, Washington.
Where
Washington State is. Okay. I don't know much about Pullman.
Yeah, no.
Here's one. Number 10. I don't know how to pronounce it. I know the second word, but it's Urbana-Champaign, Illinois.
Yeah.
Urbana. I don't know what the first part of that.
I think it's Bonna.
That's number 8. Number 9 is where Jessica went to school, Laramie, Wyoming.
Woo!
University of Wyoming. It's a beautiful place.
She went to school in Wyoming?
Yeah.
Just is.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
How about that? Number 8, West Lafayette, Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
That is the home of who, Roger?
That's Indiana State.
No.
Damn, Notre Dame, right?
Who?
Notre Dame, right?
No.
Oh, Purdue.
Purdue is correct.
Oh, my gosh. What was I thinking? The Boilermakers.
Let's see. Where we go? Number 7, Berkeley, California.
Yeah.
University of Cal.
Anything out in Cal is going to be good. You got it.
Number 6, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hello.
For University of Wisconsin. I don't know much about Madison. I would imagine it's probably a nice town.
Named after President.
Here we go. Number 5. Yep. Let's just say I know these areas pretty well. Tallahassee, Florida.
Yep.
Tallahassee, FSU is that town.
Uh-huh.
It is. Just a bit, really, but Fayetteville's sort of the same way.
And the topic again is what?
These are the best, 20. best college towns where the town basically... is about the university. The university is the town in essence.
Gotcha.
So number 5, Tallahassee. Now, I don't know if I agree with this next one. Number 4, Gainesville, Florida.
All right.
I don't know if I like that one or not.
I'm the one. Ted Bundy had a history there.
No, that was Florida. That was Tallahassee.
But no, you said... Yeah. What'd you say?
Florida State was 5. Gainesville's number 4.
Okay.
So we got back to back. Number 3, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Okay.
University of Virginia. I imagine that's pretty.
It's beautiful.
That's number 3.
Yeah.
Number 2... Tempe, Arizona.
Say it right. It's number 10.
Tempe, Arizona.
I like
Arizona
Tempe.
Arizona State.
You got the cacti out there.
Don't you have a relative out there in Arizona?
Arizona?
No, New Mexico.
Okay. New Mexico, yeah.
All right, number 1.
Now we got Mark Mays in Arizona.
Number 1. What do you think it is?
I think it's UCA.
I think it's Arkansas.
It is not Arkansas.
Oh.
And it's not UCA. It's not any university in Arkansas.
It's not any. Is it Louisiana
State?
Is it
in the SEC?
I will tell you this. I gave you the hint early on. I said a member of the Buzz family would be very happy.
Oh, it's Justin Acre, yeah.
No. That's a good guess. Okay. It's not Iowa. And when I say Buzz family, let me be broad in that context.
Okay.
Broad.
Oh, I know who it is.
Come on.
Tennessee.
No.
No, they were on the list earlier.
Think of somebody,
Roger.
Well,
when you said broad, I was thinking about.
That he's not always on our show, but when.
Pistol packing Pat Bradley.
No. But when he's needed. He comes in a big way for big help.
Ann Arbor?
Ann Arbor, Michigan. How about that? Ann Arbor, number 1?
I've heard Ann Arbor's very lovely.
Oh, it is.
Pigskin, you'll have to tell us that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Population 120,000.
It's beautiful.
Listen, they got 50,000 students. You know, they got 100,000 fans that come in there. So,
no, it's a beautiful place.
How does that fight song go, Raj? Nah, nah, is that Notre Dame?
Nah, 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 n na 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 na. It's like a buzz
wow,
song.
Wow, that's completely.
Na 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 na.
You know, it's funny what we do for the Touchdown Club. For those that don't know, when you come in and you enter the ballroom, you'll hear fight songs going on, and it's fight songs of the speakers that will be there that year. We have not done that for today's meeting, but anyway, it's. I think that's always one of my favorite traditions is to be able to play. Remember that one day everybody got mad? What was it, Roger? Because they didn't understand. Oh, remember they were getting mad because they didn't understand. What was the song? They didn't get it.
Oh, what was it?
661-1037. Some of the members of the Touchdown Club didn't like. Oh, I know what it was. It was the Chicago Bears. It's the, what was the song they sang?
Super Bowl Shuffle?
Yeah, remember everybody going, what is that? It's terrible. I said Super Bowl Shuffle.
Oh, my word.
If you missed it earlier, the two big news stories of the day, the Lakers sold, again, less than a year since the last time, but it's worth $2.5 billion more. $12.5 billion was the amount that was purchased. It was purchased for. And then Russell Westbrook retires. Russell Westbrook.
Listen, for you to have to transition into that was a tough
thing. Russell Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook. Wait, this is Barbara Walters.
Russell Westbrook.
We're going to talk about Russell Westbrook.
Yes. So anyway, he retires. Also, too, let me get back one other football day.
Yes, please.
So six notable games may define this season, according to Mara Carey of Associated Press. You ready?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Ohio State at Texas. Right. That's you know, remember they played last year.
Is that game one?
That's
is that game two?
I think that's a good question. It's either one or two.
It's one or two.
LSU and Ole Miss, which they say the price of that ticket is off the chart. You know, the hatred for, what's his face coming back? What is this?
This is Michigan.
Not yet. I don't recognize it. Well, unless that really changes quickly, I'm going to say that must be a secondary
fight song.
No, I don't know what that is. That maybe that's JV.
It's
JV.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, because
while you're looking for that, the next
I'm
one is Georgia at Alabama. Uh-huh. Always a big game. Mm-hmm. October 10th. Miami at Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. Always a good one now. That Notre Dame's tough. Miami's back. They got to go to Notre Dame, though. And then how about this one? BYU at Utah. Boy, that's scary when they're talking about how important a game is and we got to go out there and play them week two.
Holy war.
The holy war. Extra credit if you can give me the name of the Utah coach who was a Broyles Award finalist a few years back.
He's their head coach now.
That's correct. If you get this, very impressive.
Yeah, Gladys.
Very impressive.
Can you give me the initials?
Yes, MS.
MS.
I've lost it.
Is it Markel Sprite? Well, he's thinking about that one. Did you, Samantha and I watched
Morgan Scully.
Yeah. Morgan Scully. I was thinking about Michael. Watched the thing on the cocaine quarterback. Did you bring that up on our trip?
No, that was you. You brought that up. I did not know.
No, I did not.
Oh, somebody on our trip brought it up.
Somebody did. Samantha thought it was you and Jessica.
It was not.
Have you seen it?
No.
It's a documentary on the cocaine quarterback. Yeah, it's.
What's it on?
The Flicks. The Flicks.
Netflix.
Okay. Yeah, I believe it's Netflix, yeah. I think, Prime, one of the two.
All right.
Speaking of movies, on this day, 44 years ago, 1982, Fast Times at Ridgemont High was released.
It's a classic.
Sean Penn, Jeff Spicoli? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then our guy from...
Judge Reinhold.
Judge Reinhold. Yeah, we've never got him on the show.
Phoebe Cates.
Phoebe Cates.
I think it may have been Forrest Whitaker's first movie.
Yeah, it is Lazy Eye.
Love me so
Lazy Eye. Mr. Hand. Mr. Hand was there. Who else was a
fun, sort of disturbing movie at times.
It's a good movie.
Was that with what's his name?
Come on,
Damone. Was that your mama's all right? Your dad was he selling tickets? Just gets a little. Yeah, he was. He sure
been
was.
A little bit.
Yeah. No, he did. Damone was selling concert tickets. He got Reinhold's sister pregnant. And that's the first time I heard the Cheap Trick song. Your mama's on because he was selling concert tickets. Yeah,
Surrender.
The other thing I was hoping Justin would be honest with us today because 53 years ago on this day, 1973, Lynyrd Skynyrd released their self-titled album, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Wow!
And not one hit, not two hit, but three monster hits. If you like Lynyrd Skynyrd, Give Me Three Steps, Simple Man. Yeah. And the one and only what, Roger?
Is Freebird on that?
Freebird! Freebird is on there. Those three hits, which no telling how much money those three songs have made. Also on this day, we lost Mickey Mantle. Died of liver cancer.
Ooh, what did we do with Mickey? Oh, you
the other day, hitting from both sides of the plate. He was a heavy drinker, Rog. He was that had to be drinking himself to death.
I think there was controversy about him getting the transplant back then because of
It sure was. They didn't want to give it. They wanted to save it for a younger person.
Well, because he had destroyed
He was 70.
He contributed to it.
Yeah, what do you think about
it's
that?
A lifetime. It was a lifestyle.
What do you think about that? A 75-year-old. Versus giving that to somebody younger.
I can't. It'd be tough. The guy has it'd be something that he'd have to step up and say.
Yeah, I'd say,
fault him.
Yeah.
I mean, 75 years old, wants to live longer.
Would you want to give it to a younger person? Step aside.
Cool. Well, wow.
Huh?
Did I have a good summer?
I mean.
I'm asking. Did Christian? I have a good summer?
Christian, I hear you're feeling it. Tell us what you feel.
I think if I was the main reason why I was in poor health, I would pass it along. And I'm 75 years old.
You have two things. Yeah, that's right. You have two things going on there. You have the fact that he has not lived the kind of life. He made his own bed there. And then, second of all, you're taken away from somebody probably younger.
I think 75, you lived a full life.
Yep.
You still got some left.
I think Larry Hagman also played JR. I think there was a controversy on him receiving something. Because, again, it was a lifestyle deal.
Mm-hmm. Is that... Three Steps, gimme?
It is.
Come back, too. We got Michael Phelps. Man, did that dude win some medals or what? We'll talk about that. Yeah, come back. Did you see whose birthday it was today? Yesterday it was the Tin Man.
Yeah.
And today is the Cowardly Lion.
Exactly right.
Give me some Cowardly Lion, yeah. Roger.
If I were the king of the forest.
Wow.
Not prince. Not pun.
Wow, look at that. Catherine Tucker.
Catherine Tucker has
why don't you get Roger in one of your movies? Quit worrying about who's the lady she always gets in. she's won some kind of award or something.
Ted Danson's broad. Michaela Watkins. They don't want me in there. Because I don't perform on the casting couch for both.
All right, don't go away.
Huh?
David Basil unveils this season's Little Rock Touchdown Club speakers, and The Zone will be there live, broadcasting from War Memorial Stadium, courtesy of Simmons Bank.
This is SportsCenter.
In Major League Baseball last night, the Rays won their ninth game in a row by beating the Athletics 8-4. They're tied for the most wins in MLB with the Brewers at 74 wins. Milwaukee lost to San Diego 4-3 last night as the Padres finished off their sweep, increasing their win streak to 5. Elsewhere in the National League, the Marlins beat the Pirates 8-2 for their fourth straight win. Miami is 38-24 at home, their best 62-game run at home since 2003 when they won the World Series. And in the NFL, preseason week 1 starts tonight with 6 games, 3 of which you can see. At 6, the Packers will take on the Steelers on NFL Network. At 7, the Cardinals will face the Raiders on ESPN Unlimited. And at 8 o'clock, the Niners will host the Titans on NFL Network. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Benihana Special, $5. Your choice, sushi rolls and chicken fried rice, $5. Come see us at Benihana Bar Monday through Wednesday, lunch and dinner.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
The heat is no joke, and it is unrelenting. Today, mostly sunny with a high of 101. Of course, still our heat advisories and extreme heat warnings all the way through Sunday now. Tonight, clear down to 79. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 102. I'm meteorologist Pat Walker for the Buzz Radio Network.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
Hey, y'all. Roger Scott here, and I don't have to tell you it's hot outside. You can figure that up all by yourself when you touch your steering wheel 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That thing's going to brand you like a head of cattle. So you want to beat the heat? Make Family Market stores your fill-up stop. Whether you're pulling into one of their convenience stores or grocery store locations, you're walking into cool air, great deals, and big-time savings. Grab yourself a large fountain drink, sweet tea, or lemonade, and boom, 5 cents off per gallon at the pump. Morning's more your speed. A large cup of community coffee gets you another 5 cents per gallon, and that's before your first sip. And don't forget that Family Market Rewards card. Use it inside the store to save even more on snacks, drinks, and whatever you need, and stack those savings when you gas up outside. And you'll find these deals in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Wooster, Mayflower, and now two stores in Hot Springs on Albright Road and the newest location on Albert Pike. If there's not a Family Market store in your neck of the woods just yet, hold tight. One's coming. Family Market stores, cooling you down and filling you up.
Hello, folks. It's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep store right here in Sherwood. You know, everybody's talking about what can I afford. So, we are working very hard to get those payments lower than ever. Folks, our factory has given us the largest incentives ever. We're selling Dodge Ram trucks for discounts we have never offered before. Come in and let us lower your payment on your new vehicle. Did you know that the new Dodge Ram truck has a 100,000-mile or 10-year warranty? That's a great warranty. Folks, also, I want to offer a free warranty on all used car retail sales. Remember, others don't show you the price on the windshield. Everyone gets my best price with no hassle. As we say on TV or radio, our best prices are posted online and on the windshield. Come see us at Fletcher Dodge here in Sherwood on Warden Road. We welcome your business. Thank you.
Network Services Group presents Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz. Network Services Group, one call does it all.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios, Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Don't know what this is.
I know you don't. We don't play it very often.
What in the world?
This may be Michael Schiff.
Are you ready?
Everybody get ready.
What in the world? What in the world?
Everybody get ready.
Is this a Melinda Mayo tribute?
Everybody get
ready. Oh, this is a specialty song.
I got my Hulk hat on.
Oh, my Lord.
Red leather shoes.
Ooh. Is that Schiff?
Blast in my pocket.
Come on, Michael. You can do better.
Pulling that Hulk
I think he's singing this at one of our...
No. Climbing up the big trail.
Too edgy unless it picks up here.
Cadillac.
Yeah,
I think Billy Bob's on this album.
Bobblehead hog in the back.
Okay. Hey, nice.
Mr. Belafonte, it's Mayo. Mayo. Melinda Mayo. She's Arkansas's TV sweetheart, and she's joining the guys from Morning Mayhem.
Melinda Mayo on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials, where great lawns start today on the web at sandersground.com.
All right, Melinda, I know you're working back at Channel 7 now. Did you do Daybreak or Good Morning Arkansas?
Good Morning Arkansas.
Okay.
They came to me. I think once I sent the email that I was retiring in April, it took about 6 minutes before Steve Powell came to my desk and said, August 10th to the 14th, can you fill in for me? So it's the 9 to 10 o'clock show, Good Morning Arkansas, that started back in 2000. And you were on it a lot, David. I think the first time I ever interviewed you was on Good Morning Arkansas about the raceback season.
How about that? Now, again, you said you would be willing to fill in, but not on Daybreak. No 3 o'clock in the morning anymore. That's not in your contract, right?
I am not answering the phone at 3 o'clock in the morning, for sure, anymore. But this is just, I mean, when I drive to work, the sun is up, there are people on the roadways. It's a strange feeling, but I've really loved it. It's been kind of my back-to-school week, I guess, because I've gotten to see a lot of friends. Yesterday, I interviewed Rebecca Ward, who has been on this show from the very beginning, 26 years. So it's been good to come back for a week.
All right, the big topic that you're especially that you have a specialty in, rather, is the weather. And so we're back in that dangerous historic time kind of period where we might go back to 2000 or 1980, where you have a successive at least 10 days of 100 degree or more temps.
Exactly right. I mean, I never thought we would be talking about getting close to the summer of 1980 again. But, you know, we're in that conversation. Now, we actually had two runs of really hot days in 1980, July 15th to July 19th. That was 15 days in a row that were all 100 or greater. And then we did it again in August of that summer. We had 10 days in a row. So that's still the number one king of heat waves. But we're going to probably, I mean, right, forecasted 10 days straight of 100 or greater. So that'll put us up on the list. Here's the thing, though. So day before yesterday, we didn't hit 100. So we go back to one. You got to go back to do the streak. So yesterday we hit it and then some. We got to 102 yesterday. So we basically restarted at day one yesterday. So today will be two. And then we're looking about 10 days out and it all looks bad. It just looks like it keeps going up, up, and up.
Yeah, it just, and you know, what's weird, Roger, they can look, the weather folks can look and go, there's nothing, you know, what was it, Larry Bird ain't walking through that door. They know nothing's coming. It's nothing coming. There's no surprise pop-up, you know, unless God decides to do a miracle and create something out of nothing. So
well, there was some of that coming last week or the week before. It was some of those summertime afternoon storm, heat storms.
Yeah, we got to give some props to one of our sponsors, Middleton Heat and Air, who they are hustling. They are hustling. I'm no telling. I mean, they are probably much like the little, you know,
hamster on a wheel.
Yeah, that, or you know, seeing the electricity thing,
oh,
thing spin,
the meter.
Spill. Yeah, that they're on the go, yeah. Probably 24/7.
Crazy.
So yeah, it what makes it tough, Melinda, is you got so many people outside working for a living, and they have no choice. They have to be out there. You know.
Yeah, well, you know, if you can adjust those schedules, just like football practice, band practice, yeah. Adjust those schedules to try to be out there early in the morning. That's kind of what you have to do. I mean, even 7, 8 o'clock, it's still pretty hot outside. And then the other side of this is how dry it is. That's one of the main components to get to 100 several days in a row, is that you've just got to have bone dry ground. And guess what? We do. It's been so the smallest amount of rain that the National Weather Service will record is 1/100th of an inch, so 0.01 inches. We had that in July 16th, and since then we've not recorded anything. So that's 26 days without any measurable rain. So that's another reason that it gets so hot, when that you get that dry, cracked ground. So the wildfire danger goes up. The burn bans are being added every day. So please be careful of that situation too, because that's only going to get worse. What we need is a tropical system. This time of year, that's the only way you're going to get a good soaking rain, usually. And we don't have that either coming up from the Gulf.
Switching gears to football. Have you been watching some of the practice video?
Yeah.
Are you getting fired up about the team? Or, you know, you really, it's hard to tell a whole lot now, but what is the Melinda Mayo assessment?
Well, I've enjoyed you going up there and watching and kind of telling us what you think. And yeah, certainly getting fired up for the season, because I love it, but I guess tempering my excitement and expectations a little bit for the Hogs, like I think everybody's doing. We hope for a surprise. We always do. I would say I thought, you know, what would at least make me a little encouraged this year, not down in the dumps like we've been for the last few years. And I'm thinking, if we could just see some improvement through the year, show me a better team, say, in November, yeah, than what I see in September. You know, don't come out here and blow out North Alabama. Don't go out there and beat Utah. And we're all thinking, okay, we got something going. And then it just kind of falls off later. Show improvement through the year. And that's maybe not even in wins. You know, that's maybe just what we see on the field. And I think if we could at least see that, we would at least be a little bit encouraged for that.
Now that you're retired, are you going to try to go to some games? You know, you don't have the responsibility of having to come back and work on Monday?
I think I will. I think there's all kinds of things that I can say yes to now.
Oh.
So Touchdown Club, maybe yes. one of those.
Yes.
Razorback games
Come
more
in
often.
The studio.
I hope so.
Are you cooking more, cleaning the house more?
No. Now, Mark did buy me a new lawnmower and a weed eater.
Nice.
And he said, hey, I think with all this time, you could probably pick up a couple more lawns in the neighborhood.
Oh, that's good. That's hilarious. I just thought of a great idea. By the way, Melinda comes to us on Thursdays, brought to you by Sanders Grand Essentials, Colin, Kent Sanders. Appreciate them. Maybe Melinda could come up and do my live shots with me.
Do you what?
My live shots on Saturday morning. Oh. Like, look who's here with me.
God. Yes. At least once.
Yeah, look here. Well, you can break down the game.
Sure could.
Yeah.
Sure could.
Hey, what about the what about the line dancing? You talked about it. Line dancing class starts Sunday. So
yes.
What do people need to know where to go and how much, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Talk about things you never dreamed you would do. Just like you, David, so many different directions you can go in life. And
yes.
This was kind of a surprise that they reached out. And, they were talking to some women who go around and do this, and they were going to charge like $300 for an hour to come in. And we're like, oh, wait a minute, we could do this. So we're going to do this on Sunday afternoons. As long as people are responding, we'll continue to do it. It's at the VFW here in Little Rock, which is over there on Canis Road. It's Canis and Gamble. It's got the big helicopter out front, so just look for that on Canis, and you can't miss it. We have, I think, 25 ladies already signed up, prepaid, pre-registered. We figure the room could comfortably hold about 50. So we've got 25 spots left. It's $15 to come in. There's food for sale. There's drinks for sale. And we just want everybody to have a good time, move. It's a little bit of exercise. So that's going
to
happen
on Sunday,
and I'll tell you how it goes next week.
What, Christian, what is the first song that you think of, Roger or Christian, when you think of line dancing? Yeah, I'm going to tell you for me.
Boots Scootin'.
Okay, what about you, Christian? The first song?
Man, I don't know.
Stroking, bum, bum, bum. Stroking okay, east and west.
Why don't you calm down?
Stroking to the left.
See, is that a line dance?
I know that's X-rated, right? That's
are the
PG.
Are the Macarenas and all them, or is that a line
dance? Yeah, what are the, you have the
jump
Mount Rushmore?
Around, turn around, pick a belly.
Mount Rushmore,
jump,
the top four songs?
Yeah, what is it?
I think Clarence Carter might be a little rough for this group. But you know what? I think that the dance that's usually done to Stroken is the Electric Slide. And that's the easiest to learn. It's the one that's done at every wedding you go to. They're going to be out there doing the okay. wobble or the Electric
yeah,
Slide.
Yeah, I don't like the wobble. So I don't like the wobble.
Slide to the left.
Don't. Okay.
Is that it?
Well, it can be fun.
Who's
the wobble? So Electric Slide is steps to the left, steps to the right.
Who sings that? Who sings who sings that?
I think Justin does.
Oh, Justin does do that. Wobble, 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 wobble,
wobble.
A lot of these dance songs are one-hit wonders.
All the shorties in the club, let me see you test. I want to learn the line dance. Justin singing that. That's right. So good. Justin knows that. Okay. Well, Melinda, I'm very excited about this.
Very excited.
Yeah, it would be fun to do this.
I would love for you guys to come. You're right. Some of the line dances go to a hip hop song, and then some go to a real country song. So we're going to do both. We're going to mix it up. So I would say, Boots Scootin' Boogie by Brooks and Dunn probably is one of the biggest. And then Shania Twain, I Feel Like a Woman, that's a fun one to do a line dance to, especially if we end up with all women. So we may do that.
Oh.
And then I think Tim McGraw's I Like It, I Love It, I Want Some More of It. That's a good
I
one,
like
too.
It.
So I just want to make sure, are you saying this is all ladies, or it's gearing towards just ladies?
It is absolutely anybody who wants to come. So far, it's been only ladies who have signed up. I think some of them are going to try to drag the hubby if they can. But absolutely, we'd love to have some guys in there.
Maybe Roger and Baz need to show up and let the ladies see how it's done.
Yeah, because we can get down, yo.
Now, those are all by yourself, right? You do it by yourself.
You do it by yourself, but you got to have the moves. And we kept talking about this. We've been talking about going up Channel 7 for
I know, we completely blew that.
Well,
I'm very disappointed
in
ourselves.
Melinda's back. We still have a chance.
True. That's a great point. Yeah. Yes. All right, Melinda, thank your fine sponsor before you get out of here.
We'll do it. Kyle Sanders with Sanders Ground Essentials. I just talked to him this morning. I said, hey, what do we need to do for our grass when it's 102 and it's going to be that for 10 days? He said, water regularly, especially Zoysia. About 2 inches per week is what you need. Do that in the morning if you can. And as far as mowing, kind of lift your blade up a little bit. Don't mow it too short. And be sure that those blades are sharp. And he said that will help your grass through all of this. And that's the kind of advice you get from Sanders Ground Essentials. So give them a call. It is 315-9395. And Sanders Ground online. And say, we'll make sure that you get through this heat wave. And that your lawn is beautiful again next spring.
All right, get back to work, Melinda.
Yeah.
Yeah, so much for the
I'm
retirement.
Going. Yeah. We'll be going on the air at 9. So thank you, guys. Love you.
I love you, too, Melinda. All right, do not go away. We'll be back with a little Bootskin Boogie.
Bootskin Boogie.
Come on, Chad.
David Bowser with Morning Mayhem for my friends at Baptist Health. We spend a lot of time on the bus talking about heart. Who's got it? Who's playing with it? But let's talk about your heart. In Arkansas, we face some of the highest cardiac risks in the country. That's why I trust the Baptist Health Heart Institute. From the specialists at Arkansas Cardiology to the state's most comprehensive transplant program, they're heavy hitters in heart care. But you don't have to wait for a crisis to see them. By doing the small stuff, putting in the work, with good nutrition and annual checkups with your primary care physician, you build the fundamentals and can head off big problems later. Baptist Health doesn't just treat symptoms. They care for the whole person, body, mind, and soul. Whether it's a personalized nutrition plan to get your weight back on track or just a routine check-in with a Baptist Health doctor who truly listens, they're the teammate you need. Living well is a choice you make every day. Make Baptist Health part of that choice. Go to Baptist-Health.com to find a doctor or a clinic near you. Take it from me, your future self will thank you. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
It's the win-win that leads to a grin-grin. You get a family membership to the Little Rock Racquet Club or Athletic Club. You get in shape. They get in the pool. And boy, do they have pools. Your Little Rock Racquet or Athletic Club. People will witness the fitness.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar. All before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fort Thompson's is having a sale. Ruger RXM 9mm, $369.90. 6-Hour 365 Macro Nightmare 9mm, $679.90. CCI Blazer Brass 9mm, 50 count ammo for $11.99 a box at Fort Thompson's.
And Doug.
Hot dog! Get your hot dog!
Customize! Customize and save with Liberty Mutual.
Hey, what are you doing?
I like your method. Direct. To the point. A little loud, but...
Listen, people don't buy car insurance the same way they do hot dogs.
Not yet, but both are customizable.
Popcorn! Get your popcorn!
Hey, this is a hot dog area.
And customize and save area.
Get a quote at libertymutual.com or with your local agent.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts gets you back to savings. Purchase any 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil and receive a free MicroGuard Select Oil Filter. Limits apply. You can also save 20% on a MicroGuard or MicroGuard Select Engine Air Filter when you purchase this Syntec Oil and Filter Special. Get details at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Time is running out on the Summertime Auto Loan Special at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. Right now, qualified buyers can lock in auto loan rates as low as 1.776% on 2024, 25, and 26-year models. Doesn't matter if you're buying new for you, or refinancing your current auto loan. No payment until the fall with no payments due for the first 90 days, and financing up to 84 months is also available. Apply securely online at alcoacommunityfcu.org.
Around here, reputation matters. That's why homeowners and business owners turn to the professionals at CertaPro Painters for their painting projects. From detailed residential painting to professionally managed commercial projects, our crews deliver craftsmanship that protects your investment and enhances curb appeal. If painting's on your list this year, now's the time. Spots are filling up fast. Call CertaPro Painters or visit CertaPro.com and reserve your project today. That's Certa with a C. CertaPro Painters, that's painting happy.
Tune into The Zone each week when Susan Erin Prowse shares her keys to the weekend music events calendar. Brought to you by Willie D's and Big Red Dog Productions. Big Red Dog Productions is your gateway to music excellence in Central Arkansas and beyond. Visit entertainersguide.com to see the weekly calendar and submit your shows.
HB.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Come on. Yowza, yowza, yowza.
All right, 851.
Bow, bow, bow. Bow, you said I'll love that helmet till I die.
What is that?
Frank told him you'll forget in time.
Maybe the saddest song ever written.
As the years went slowly by, new school sprayed upon his mind.
Just Acapulco.
He kept that helmet on his wall.
Yeah, what that is?
Went half crazy now and then.
Yeah, that's horrible.
That's horrible. Come on,
he so loved to run the ball.
It ain't AI.
Yeah, that's. I might need AI.
Wouldn't throw to the tight end.
Here comes the hook.
Kept some. Oh, left.
No, the hook doesn't come till later.
It's music. Hell of a try though. But again, that was not AI. That.
Sexton had underlined.
He's a real man.
It's okay. We love his effort.
We damn, we do.
A couple things. I wanted to say, 18 years ago, how about this? Michael Phelps, in 2008, became the winningest Olympic athlete of all time when he took home his 10th and 11th gold medals at the Beijing Olympics. He went 8 for 8 and broke almost every swimming-related medal record in the book.
Was that when we first saw all those suction cup things on him?
I can't remember.
No,
he was in three Olympics.
He was in three. Was that what? Wasn't there also who?
All those people were doing that.
Who was the other guy that got in
the
trouble?
The guy trouble.
Lochte. Yeah. Ryan Lochte.
Yes.
Ryan Lochte.
Lochte. Lochte. Wasn't he Marvel Comics?
Lochte.
Oh, okay.
Lochte.
Those are in the same Olympics, yes? Or was
yeah,
he?
They
was the best in the world, except there was a guy named Michael Phelps.
Pretty much. Okay. Yeah, they swam together.
All right.
Wow. Yeah, how about that?
I mean, it's been that long already.
Yeah, 23 gold medals. He was just dominating. He 8 for 8 for goals. I mean, I don't think anybody, it has to be swimming, right? Yeah, to come close.
Yeah, because there's so many different events that you can place in.
Absolutely. Hey, some birthdays today, Roger. I didn't mention Danny Bonaducci.
Oh, yeah.
What was his character's name?
You know what? I don't have anything with Danny Bonaducci, so I had to. We'll do that. I mean, where's it going?
Why is it going straight into the?
I don't know why I did that. Just check that out. That's all I got. Because his name was Danny in the show, the Partridge Family.
Yeah.
What did he play? Was he a drummer or was he a guitar? No, the chick was the drummer, wasn't it? Danny Bonaducci's birthday. All right, that's it.
I think I love you. Yeah, Danny Bonaducci today. Yeah. Alfred Hitchcock. Alfred Hitchcock, what is the movie that is the most scary to you?
Oh, I guess Birds.
Did you say scary?
Yeah, scary.
Well, I don't think of any of them as being scary. He was the master of suspense.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Let me tell you something. When that curtain comes back in Psycho, scary.
What?
When dude is sitting there at the end, scary. You gotta, because every movie now.
He's a top 10 director of all time. I'm just saying his movie's not scary.
Everybody's putting out a scary movie every week. There's more scary movies on. They used to just be one time a year. The Birds was nutso butso.
The Birds is probably the most scary.
Yeah. Oh, now you're on our side.
Well,
that's crazy.
I just think of like best Alfred Hitchcock movies, North by Northwest, okay. Rear Window, Strangers on a Train.
All I know is when you come out of that house and you see all those birds. And then when it starts picking.
Made you change all kinds. Made you think differently when you see those birds. Yes.
Tippi Hedren.
Magpie.
Tippi Hedren.
Who's her daughter? Also an Academy Award winning actress. I'll give you a hint. Also known as Mrs. X Don Johnson.
Mrs. X Don Johnson.
Yeah. I can't think of her name.
Dakota Johnson's mother?
Oh, yes, Dakota Johnson's mother.
Melanie
Griffin.
Yes,
Rogers also the birthday of a Dan Fogelberg.
Oh my God, are you
leader of the bands?
Met my old lover at the grocery store.
Greatest song ever. Here we go. This is going to be
That's
the new
a great
cut.
Song.
The new
it's
cut.
A
great song.
Christian Weaver. Here we go. Roger, if you want to pop up, here we go. We've been looking for some new content for Christian.
Met my old lover at the grocery store. The snow was falling Christmas Eve. Stood beside her in the frozen foods, and I touched her on the sleeve. It's a great song.
She didn't recognize the face at first,
but then her eyes flew open wide.
She went to hug me and she spilled. And we laughed until we cried.
Oh, such a beautiful
song. This is a great song.
I'm telling you right now, it's one of the most sad songs, but because the end of it.
Melancholy.
Dude, well, you know what? He asked about her husband, you know, and well, they drank
She would have liked
car.
To say she loved him back.
To, yeah, exactly. At the checkout stand.
Let's see if we get Christian one more. Bring it home here.
Let's try this one instead. Is this the roses?
Nah. Yeah.
Not too much? Okay, here we go.
Think of Weeder the Band and Old Lang Song.
Ask and you shall receive. I'm going to learn this song on the uke. And that's short for ukulele.
That's a good uke song.
It's damn right. I'm sorry, I don't mean to cuss. Sing it if you know it.
Child alone and wild, a cabinet maker's son. His hands were meant for different
garments,
and his heart.
Maybe we can do that on the back on the next.
We got a whole hour to do some more. You know what? Because he hadn't sung enough this week.
Yeah,
and he's gonna be off tomorrow.
And I'm having some major issues here, so I may have to bump.
Okay,
can you handle it?
I think so.
Yeah, I think you can too. Hey, look at me.
Here we go.
It's go time, man.
Come on. All right, well, tell everybody what you're going to do.
Listen, announcement time, 11 o'clock, War Memorial Stadium. We're here live with Phil Ellison. Ready to get this thing done.
Baz has got to get out of here.
Thanks. Yeah, I wasn't planning it till 9:30, but I got to get it.
Yeah,
I got to
go now. So
Roger, thank you.
Christian,
thank you.
All right, we'll see. What time's the thing?
11 o'clock.
I should be able to get there. They got parking. Is it free parking?
For you, it's right up front.
All right, very good. Somebody save me a spot up there.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor. Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking.